Hello everyone, have you ever read in the newspaper or on the internet about some amazing coincidence or unlikely event? And it will say something like, oh, it was a one in a million chance, but still, it happened. Well, the point is, even unlikely events will happen if you give them enough opportunities. For example, flipping 10 heads in a row. Well, that's about one in a thousand. Well, in fact, it's a half to the power 10, which is one in 1,024. Now, if you perform the experiment 1,024 times, you might expect it to happen once. In fact, you may have seen the magician Derren Brown try this, and it took him 9 hours. Now, was he lucky or unlucky? Let's find out. I'm going to do it. Here's my koi. I'll show you. There's the queen there. There's the queen's face. On the other side, there's the tail, which I've marked with a big X cross. No, this is bad. This is the fail tail right there. Now, let's try it out. This is my first attempt. I'm going to flip the coin into the bowl. And I get a tail. Not a good start, but still, that's one down, 1,023 to go. And that's exactly what I did. Trial after trial, coin after coin, continuously flipping the coin until I got 10 heads in a row. I knew most of my attempts would not be successful. In fact, the vast majority, nearly 90%, would end on only the first, second or third trial. On the plus side, that meant I could stop the trial as soon as I saw a tail, which meant I could save a lot of time. Even so, like Derren Brown, I was fully prepared that 1,024 attempts would take 9 or 10 hours. Yet it's even worse than that. If I tried the experiment 1,024 times, I expect one success. But that's an average. I might get 3 successes, I might get 2. On the other hand, I might fail completely. I might try 1,024 times and fail every single time. In fact, I knew that if the probability of success was 1 in 1,024, then the probability of failure is 1,023 in 1,024. And the probability of failing every time would be that to the power 1,024. That's the number of trials I intended to perform. That means the probability of total failure was about 37%. Success then was 63%, but in no way guaranteed. But I kept trying and trying until 1 hour in and on trial 234. Heads. 2 heads. 3 heads. 4 heads. 5 heads. 6 heads. 7 heads. 8 heads. 9 heads. 10 heads. 10 heads in a row. Success, and much sooner than I expected. So I could have stopped right there, but I decided to complete the experiment to finish the 1,024 trials. But since I had already had one success, did that mean I wouldn't get another now? Well, I knew that wasn't true because a coin has no memory, and success in the past would have no effect on success in the future. Even so, I only had 790 trials to go, so I knew the probability of total failure from this point on would be about 46%, meaning I still had a better than half chance of another success. Yet, unfortunately for me, in the next 5 hours, no further luck. But it does go to show that even unlikely events happen if given enough opportunities, even if you can't predict exactly where and when they happen.